This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now,
Kendra Middleton is here. Hey, Kendra.
Hello, hello. Good morning. Happy Friday, Junior, everybody.
I know. Friday, Junior.
Be curious, not judgmental.
Right. Groundhog Day is the best holiday. I tweeted that months ago, and I mean that.
It's the best holiday?
Yeah.
How is it better than Christmas?
Okay, can you name another country that decides what their weather's going to be like based off of some wild rodent that sees its shadow? That's sick!
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers, even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Probably not a safe thing to be doing at this time.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
An Odyssey station.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with ya? How's that?
Right.
Man, ain't ish going on, trying to survive.
With your host,
Greg, the host,
the sometimes creepy Greg Hill.
What was the beginning of the best line that a guy has used on you in there yet?
A boy asked me if I liked dragons.
If you liked dragons.
Yes.
And then he said he was going to be dragging something. Yes.
Yes.
Which you cannot say on the, you cannot say
yes,
it on.
Yes, I'm aware.
Do you like that? I mean, is that a pickup line? Not that. Do you like the, do you like the pickup line?
This is our first date. Oh my goodness.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
And then us, like Northeast Florida, it's just like, yes.
It's Duval.
Did we just become best friends? Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
We can.
Joined by
Ken and Curtis aren't adults.
Two idiot producers.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
What are your three favorite movies?
Accepted. I don't know if you guys have seen that. It's no. OG yes. Jonah Hill, where they make like that. A fake college. It's hysterical. Must watch.
Accepted?
Accepted.
I watched Waitlister.
Okay. All right. Ha ha. Got him. Ha ha.
With today's guest host, Seeley Godwin.
I'm Seeley Godwin, and this is another edition of Seal of Approval.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it!
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On Sports Radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Woo! Shots fired. Boop, boop.
We will get to yesterday's guest host in a moment. I have a lot to unpack on yesterday and Kendra. But first, you have to sound the snow alarm. There's total and utter whiteout conditions around the region, Ken Laird. Luckily for us here in the city, it's just rain. But if you look at Worcester, even Metro West, like Hudson and Southborough and then New Hampshire, it's April 16th, and there's snowfall that everybody has to deal with.
Ken doesn't care about those towns, remember?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Forget about that. Wiggy is wearing a Tom Brady shirt today. What the F?
Oh, I love it.
My God.
I didn't even notice.
I bought this shirt a couple years ago when he was still, when he had love for us. So
you had to buy one? The guy couldn't throw you a freebie?
Nah, this was one of the exclusives, cuz. Exclusive Super Bowl ones. And this is when he had love for being in New England, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
But now he wouldn't be caught dead here, so I still wear it.
Should have burned that thing.
I mean, based on today's weather, he was right about not wanting to be caught dead here anymore. The guy was right.
He might come back, though, if Kendra comes here.
How much snow is going to fall? Did I see in New Hampshire they're going to get 8 inches?
Man.
I saw a guy in Worcester this morning, and it looked like it was December 1st. It was like 3 inches an hour or something.
Yeah.
It's going to be 70 degrees on Tuesday, so. It'll all melt.
Well, if you are traveling anywhere this morning and you are north or west of the city of Boston, you may have to deal with some snowfall. So add that into the equation on your commute this morning. Coming up on the show in about 10 minutes, we will get to the leads, and then we will do our best to get to the dumbest of the day sometime after 7 this morning. One final guest host. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
Guest host week number 4 ends with Celie Godwin from Nesson, and she will be here at 7 this morning.
Yeah, running late. Well, she was on until midnight last night, so running on fumes, I guess.
Yeah, and she hosts the late night show there, or yep. What's that called?
After Hours.
Okay,
on
After
Nesson.
Hours. And it's going to be tough. I mean, I don't know. If you saw the social media reaction on my Instagram or on any of the show's social media platform channels, but I think I got 475 comments on Kendra.
That is crazy.
Yesterday.
Right.
I mean, did you hear, were people telling you after the show yesterday?
Yeah, there was a lot of people that was like, yo, she's the one.
But that going to change? So, like, next week we go to the finalists. And we have 5 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's going to change back again because it took so – like, if you heard somebody who was at the beginning, let's use Mego as an example. If you heard Mego, that was 4 weeks ago.
Right.
So do you think it'll change?
Yeah, I think it'll change because next – it'll be fresh, right? Mm-hmm. So now it'll be like, all right, fresh, and now you're bringing them in for their second time. And people might be like, all right, I remember – but I can't really remember them. And then I told you, I think when they come in for the second time, they're going to be different. Because now they know, like, the bar has been set in another level. So now they might pull kind of, like, the curtain back a little bit on themselves. And we might get, I believe we're going to get some different people coming in as far as when they were on the first time.
Who they are. They're going to be different people than they were the first go-round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have to clear the memory banks, I think, next week, Greg. We pick our 5, we go in, and like when you're eating sushi and you take that little bit of ginger after the first sushi roll, clear the palate, go to the next one, give them a full listen
Ken
for 4 hours.
Ken is an amuse douche.
Here's a text that says, hire Kendra immediately. I think Wiggy liked her so much that he and the wife would like to help put her through dental school.
Oh, my.
I'll say, y'all will talk about some grits. It'll be great.
This was a shooting star. I don't know where it's over. Like,
I prefer chocolate shakes.
Kendra has the gig. Let's just sign her down.
Yeah, you said that about Mego, though.
Right. I did never say that about
yes,
Mego.
Yes, you did. One segment you said, I'm done.
Okay, well,
as soon
now
as
I'm officially
she left
done.
The studio. And see, I think that you have to, you know, who knows? Kendra came out of nowhere. We don't know what's going to happen with Celia today.
Yeah.
You might have the same feeling today at the end of the show and the same response. Who knows? But I think that once you do come down to the final 5, next week is going to be important to see their personalities, like Ken said, for 4 hours.
How many drops did you get from Kendra yesterday?
50. I'm not lying to you.
50?
50 drops.
How many did you get from Brittany?
She was at like 15. I mean, I guess I could go deeper, but it was like an easy 50.
This is Brian from Foxborough. Hey, Brian.
How are you today?
Is it snowing there?
Not yet. No.
Okay. All right. What's up?
I'm glad. I think just Wiggy brought this up with the final 5. I think a good idea would be, and I wouldn't exclude Ken and Curtis because they are great producers, but I think you should have maybe a 2-hour show with the final 5.
Just them.
Just to see how they do.
I think it might.
All of them in the room at the same time?
All at the same time.
I like that idea.
Who would take the lead? Who would be the lead?
Are you kidding?
Kendra would take the lead.
She's the alpha.
There would be just one person standing after those 2 hours,
like a Royal Rumble.
I think he's saying they all come in while you're hosting.
No, he's saying without me or you, it's just the five girls.
No, just the five girls. Okay. But Ken and Curtis. They still produce the show because I think they're the main controllers of the show.
Correct.
And and I think you guys could interject with maybe some ideas during the breaks. But I think that would be a great. I don't know. You could get some promotions or advertising. I'd love the idea. And
Brian, I think we have the concept. Thank you. Not a bad idea. What about a Britt Kendra weekend show?
Yeah.
How would that sound?
That might be too much.
You think it would be too much?
No, I think that's a good idea. Like, I know that
we have an opening Sunday morning, so we could definitely put that.
I know that Odyssey used to be big on doing the podcast. I don't know if they still are.
Yeah.
But, you know, just.
It just started.
The entire company has shifted to a podcast focused company. Did you miss that meeting?
No, but everybody. But it seemed like
I don't know if Odyssey is still doing any podcasts.
It's a week old.
But it seemed like that there was the real KNC podcast. There was Mutt had a podcast. It seemed like they were pushing the people to do podcasts.
Yes, yes.
And so you would think that with all the talented ladies that have come through here,
right? We could turn them into podcasts. They could all have a podcast.
Or weekend shows. Yes. Put them together. Yes. Could be. I think that would be some real entertaining stuff.
I agree with you.
The trilogy podcast.
Yeah, we could do it from the trilogy.
You got to get them all together at a Greg Hill event. Everybody we've had.
I think we should get them all to come to the cornhole tournament. That's the next event.
That's awesome.
May 22nd in Maine, my adopted home continent. All right. Hold on a minute. I know we got to get to trending and everything, but this is Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hey, morning, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Well, yes, I got you. What's up, Matt?
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm driving. Hey, listen, I grew up in Pompano Beach, Florida, which is just Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
So I know he's from Jacksonville, which is once you go to Minnesota with a panhandle of these Floridians.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to tell the listeners, like, that is real. That is no act. That is pure data Floridian, and I love it. I think the synergies on the show would be great.
Okay.
You got to do what you got to do to see how these things play out.
Matt, you're saying basically we could have Florida not like the rest of us for 4 hours every day is essentially what you're saying.
Yeah. Right.
Heads up. During the 8 o'clock hour this morning, I have an autographed keepsake to help you remember the great Julian Edelman, which I will give away. So make sure you're listening during the 8 o'clock hour. And when I ask you to call, be the 11th caller.
Oh, I get it.
Do you get it? And I have an autographed, beautiful, priceless autographed keepsake so that you can remember J-E-11 forever. If you'd like to call and be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And here is, as he calls himself, the Laird Man, to tell you what is trending this morning.
The best off-season Patriots coverage can be found here. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And this hour of the program, and trending now, by the way, brought to you by TeeUpNewEngland.com, your online auction for foursomes. Taylor Hall, his first goal as a Bruin. Tuukka Rask back in the net after a long absence. Bruins finally beat the Islanders in their sixth attempt. Greg, you were there?
Yes.
For the 4-1 win last night?
Yes, I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I did not congregate. I don't know if you saw the sign I posted on my Instagram last night, but the garden tells you as soon as you arrive with a sign every foot. That you should not congregate with others.
Okay.
Now, aren't you simply by nature of attending a sporting event with other people, with more than just yourself, aren't you congregating? In essence, Ken, do they need to yell at you through a sign every 1 foot at the garden that you can't congregate?
Did you feel uncomfortable, like the eyes of the Bruins were on you?
I'll tell you what, it just felt weird. There were almost entire sections of that building where not a person was sitting. And, you know, 30 rows
right.
where not a single person is allowed to sit. It is just, it's the strangest thing to me. But it was great to be at a game, great to be at a Bruins game, and great to see Taylor Hall right off the bat. What, he only had, what, he have two goals with the Sabres. Now he has one here, right?
Yes, he does. A pivotal one, too. This was early third.
Here's Taylor Hall with the break. He scores! Taylor Hall, his first as a Bruin to give Boston breathing space in the third period.
Jack on Essen, of course, and that right after a 2-on-1 by the Islanders. So Tuca hung in there.
Did you go with somebody or by yourself?
I went with three buddies.
Okay, all right. Because I've seen some people, like, you know, just from this, like, the Celtics game.
That go by themselves?
Yeah, and like you said, with it being wide open, like, that's got to be a weird feeling.
Yeah, there are people that are actually there by themselves. That's, you go to movies by yourself. I just can't bring myself to go to something by myself. I don't know. What is that? I don't like myself or something. I don't want to be alone with myself. What is that?
I think it's like insecurity.
What's the mentality? Is it insecurity?
You want someone else to pay.
Yeah. That might be it, Curtis. I was, you know, day trader Mike came with me last night, and he did pick up the check. So,
but you were reporting today is the day Charlie Baker loosens the restrictions.
No, Monday.
Oh, Monday.
Monday is, if you believe my source, Monday is when the Governor Eeyore Killjoy, will tell everybody that soon enough they can gather in a larger group.
And, so, of course, your guy Sununu, mask mandate Gonski in New Hampshire.
That may be my lead.
Oh, sorry.
Now I'll have to. All right, fine. I'll change my lead. I'll come up with something else. But yes, the mask.
It's threatening. What do you want me to do?
Masks are gone in New Hampshire, as Governor Sununu promised on this program a couple days ago. So
these Islanders do it again tonight. The Bruins 4 points ahead of the Rangers for fourth in the East. A depleted Lakers team, and the Celtics, to their credit, mostly blew them out. Jaylen Brown, 40 points. They had to put the starters back in late, though, as it was getting back and interesting again. The Golden State Warriors next on the agenda for the Seas. Red Sox win streak ends at 9, despite that game-tying, bases-clearing double from Verdugo. But Max Kepler's bloop single off Ottavino gave the Twins a 4-3 walk-off. I would say unlikely tonight. We shall see. Scheduled for a 7-10 first pitch at Fenway. First of four against the White Sox, if not. Buzz is maybe a doubleheader on Saturday, so we shall see. And of
supposed
course,
to be bad weather on Saturday too.
I think by the morning, I think the rain will be gone.
Oh, okay.
I think Curtis can give you the weather in a bit.
Yep, on the tens.
And Bill Belichick has.
If you're keeping track at home, Wiggy is a lawyer, a doctor, and a meteorologist.
Oh yeah,
of course.
If you're keeping track,
it's not hard to get the weather, man. Got plenty of apps to do that.
What's your weather name?
That and time.
I get it during the midday show. I get a quick time check and a brief weather mention. So that's what I get during the midday show.
Yep.
And Bill Belichick had his pre-draft presser. That'll be part of my lead.
Oh.
Coming up.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Want me to tell you now, or you want to hear a little bit more? First tiny little lick, I knew what that was. That's autograph. Whoa. Turn up the radio. You can let it breathe a little bit. It's a Friday. Great song.
I feel like you're cheating, like chorus.
How could I cheat? You don't tell me what you're going to pick, and I don't have. I can't operate the equipment around here. How would I know what you've loaded in digitally into the system? There's no way. Turn it up. Turn it up. This morning are brought to you by the Subaru of New England Love Spring event. It is here. For complete details and to find your authorized Subaru retailer, visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. The spring sale is here, but spring is not here. Some of us are going to experience multiple inches of snow and are experiencing it right now, which absolutely stinks. What is your lead this morning, Ken?
By the way, great job. I'm sorry I doubt your musicology ability, but that is impressive. It was like two notes of autograph, and you nailed it. That is nicely done.
I mean, but again, it's in my wheelhouse. It's a one-hit wonder from the 80s. And what is 70s, 80s, some 90s. I can nail
that's
it.
It's kind of glam rock, though. That's not your strength necessarily. Good job by you.
I played it on the old station, so okay. I know, you know, that helps a little bit.
Well, Bill Belichick had his pre-draft press conference yesterday. It's probably more notable for what he didn't say or was not asked about.
Right.
And that being Tom Brady than what he did say. But I do think there's one clip that reveals something from Bill. It was, you know, it's a half hour of him saying mostly nothing. But he was asked about picking at 15, and I think this is the only major takeaway from the Belichick draft press conference yesterday.
I would say normally something will happen, and there could very well be a player there that either you don't expect to be there, or maybe he is a couple spots, maybe at 12, 13, he's still on the board, and you really thought that he'd be gone in the top six, seven picks, and then that, and, you know, then the question comes, you know, do you move up and try to get that player that's fallen a little bit?
Ooh.
So he throws out, now he later says, I'm just picking numbers out of a hat, but I don't think so. I think that's pretty revealing about how far Bill is willing to move up the draft board for a quarterback. If one of these guys, Fields, Mac Jones, maybe it's Lance, drops to 10, 11, 12, that's when Bill will pounce. He's not going up into the top 10, Wiggy. He told you that yesterday.
Well, it would be great news. I mean, I agree with Wiggy.
Yep.
That you would like to see him do something at the position other than Cam Newton, and it doesn't appear that he's going to be able to do something with Jimmy Garoppolo or whatever other right. option there was. So I would like to see him do something.
Yeah. I took something away from that I have in my lead that I was thinking about last night, you know, because I saw a few things on social media that started to go, wait a second, ooh. Okay. Right. There's a little tickle back there. I need to scratch that thing.
All right, Ken, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Hi, everybody. So yesterday, there was a front page cover story in Sports Illustrated about Trevor Lawrence. Within the story, Trevor Lawrence told the author that he, quote, does not have a huge chip on his shoulder to prove everyone wrong. I just don't have that. I can't manufacture that. I don't want to. I think people mistake that for being a competitor. I think that's unhealthy to a certain extent, just as you're always thinking that you've got to prove somebody wrong to do more to get better. And Nick Wright, an odd bedfellow for me, I disagree with basically everything he's ever said, he said something that is absolutely spot on about what that mantra means.
The most successful people typically are unhealthy, unbalanced, and a little off. And they aren't super happy. They don't have a great work-life balance. They are maniacally focused on their craft.
That is exactly what I was trying to say about Aaron Rodgers. There's a reason why Aaron Rodgers is the most talented quarterback in the NFL, but he's been to one Super Bowl, and it is because he has too good of a work-life balance. The reason why Brady is Brady is because he has a maniacal, unhealthy approach
yes.
to football.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Steve Jobs, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, these incredibly smart, driven, successful entrepreneurs all put their career ahead of everything else in their life. And I wouldn't want that for a brother-in-law or a good friend.
Yeah.
But when it comes to running a major corporation, which quarterback basically is, you need a guy to have a very, very unhealthy work-life balance. And that would scare me, especially when his head coach is going to be Urban Meyer, who is as maniacal as they get. I don't know. It's a lot of people were applauding Trevor Lawrence for that because Twitter applauds all PC things, but in my opinion, I want a quarterback who has a horrible work-life balance.
Yeah, right, I would normally agree with that, but I would throw Joe Montana up in there, and he seemed like one of those guys that wasn't maniacal about his approach. But I would agree, like when you think about Michael Jordan and some of the greatest players ever.
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that.
All right, Curtis, thank you. Wiggy, what's your lead this morning?
All right, so I was, you know, I like to go down the rabbit holes of the NFL draft and, you know, some of the things that are going on out there. And another thing I came across was Mac Jones potentially going to the Patriots and the Patriots moving up. And I was taught a long time ago by my mother. She said to me, you know, when you smell smoke, somebody's smoking weed. Okay?
Okay.
So
was it automatically weed? Or
yeah, it was automatically weed because when you smelt it was like somebody smoking it. You know, I know you probably want to have, if there's smoke, there's fire.
Uh-huh.
So when I look at the quarterback situation and for the New England Patriots, that tells me that Bill Belichick, and he spoke a little bit, is going to draft a quarterback in the first round.
Really?
Yes, there's too much smoke out there about all these people saying Patriots are going to be trading up. I mean, we've connected the Patriots, and I understand that they need a quarterback to four three of the top five quarterbacks, mm-hmm. Trey Lance, Justin Fields, and Mac Jones.
Right.
And so you hear Belichick talking about moving up, and now we see them potentially getting to 10 or 11. There's no doubt in my mind that that's the number one thing on Bill Belichick's draft board is I need to move up and get one of those three guys.
You're smelling smoke, and Bill is smoking weed, is what you're saying.
He's smoking that quarterback. He's smoking that quarterback, Kush.
You're driving by his home on Nantucket, and it smells like a rope factory fire, is what you're saying.
And I'm like, what's going on in here? You don't lie to me and tell me nobody's smoking, because I smell it.
All right. Well, your lips to God's ears.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so. Can we celebrate on this show this morning a politician, one politician who tells you what he is going to do, when he is going to do it, and then he goes and does it? I am referring to the great governor of the state of New Hampshire, my governor, Governor Sununu'a, who was on this program on Wednesday and suggested that he would be getting rid of the mask mandate in his state wicked soon.
When will you eliminate the mask mandate?
I think that the New England term is wicked soon.
Okay.
Wicked soon. Yeah.
Love that.
Wicked soon. Wicked soon ended up being today. So in New Hampshire, you are no longer required to wear a mask.
And Sununu'a.
Governor Sununu, I believe he is, I'm sure he's consulted with science, Ken, and he has determined that 50% of the people in his state being vaccinated, especially the at-risk, I'm guessing that there's probably near 100% of the elderly and those with comorbidities who have been vaccinated. He has determined that that is enough to remove the mask mandate and to allow people to live free or to die.
Yeah, so, well, he made it seem like when we talked to him that by Memorial Day, they'll be back to normal. And I mean normal like before the pandemic hit. Like
he said a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, he said on the show on Wednesday a couple weeks. So you are free to move about the state of New Hampshire today without a mask on, and I'm sure the lifeguard is terrified about that.
I'm actually not. They still have restrictions on indoor stuff, though, right? So that's, I think, the biggest
thing. For another couple weeks.
Yeah, so when that goes, now it's like, oh, boy, do I trust going into this building with all these people?
Well, you're vaccinated, so you're good, ain't you?
Well, not for another 2 weeks.
All right, you
shot number two.
You get shot number two in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure you heard yesterday, you're going to have to go get shot number three in 6 months?
They're speculating about
right? No, speculating. Did you get the Pfizer shot?
Yeah.
CEO of Pfizer said yesterday that you will have to get a third shot in 6 months, and then you will have to get a booster shot every year thereafter. So
a third shot in 6 months, and then basically it becomes like a flu shot every year.
Yes.
Ken thought Pfizer was in Europe, so...
BioNTech is in Europe.
But isn't that the
production company?
Isn't that the mindset of people to get this vaccine shot every year?
I guess people are. I mean, there are people who still don't get the flu shots.
Right. So, I mean, all the people like Ken and all, like, get the vaccine. Well, in 3 years, if you're not getting it, aren't you fraudulent?
I mean, I was somebody who never really went and got the flu shot previous years to this one. But then they were advising everybody to get it this year, and I went and got it.
And so, you probably won't get it next year if they ain't advising you.
Well, I feel like if everybody is suggesting that the way to get everything back to the way it was is for everybody to get a vaccination, then I will probably go and get a vaccination. I don't know. I have heard that if you have had COVID and you got through it okay, that maybe you shouldn't go and get the vaccine, but I'm not that worried about it. You're still not going to get it.
I ain't going to get it because I've already had COVID, and because if I get it, then does that mean I have to get the vaccine every single year, or am I just getting it this first year or so just to make everybody feel happy?
I don't know. You probably shouldn't do something to your body just to make everybody feel happy.
You've been smelling exhaust for 6 months, Greg. Don't you want to get rid of that next year?
Actually, it's gone, but now that you brought it up, it'll probably come back. Somebody reached out to me on Instagram yesterday who is suffering from the same exhaust thing. They had no idea what it was. They thought it was some weird thing going on in their head, like a brain tumor or
something. You could have a support group.
I should set up a support group, Chris. Yeah. That's a good idea. All right. Those are our suggestions for the leads this morning. One final guest host. This is guest host week number 4. And the last guest host of this process is Seely Godwin from Nesson. She will be here after 7. Coming up sometime during the 8 o'clock hour, I have a priceless signed Julian Bubbs Edelman item to give away. So you can win that during the 8 o'clock hour on today's show and keep it always in memory of the great Julian Edelman. All right?
That's your boy, right?
That is my boy. Yes, that way
it was.
Greg still has this mysterious, what is it called? Voice text message that no one's ever heard?
Are you really going to, it's a Friday, you really going to come at me like this?
Well, I'm just asking the question.
I
had proof of mine, you know, and I sent it in our group text. You have this mysterious thing that no one's ever heard saying that.
Are you really suggesting that I'm lying about the guy giving me a farewell, you've been there for me forever voice thing? Voice note,
I'm like everybody else inside. I want proof, man. I want to see some proof.
I told you the other day it's personal. There are things in there that that maybe Julian and I don't want the world to know about the two of us.
Well, I mean, you could be something that you're like, hey, check this out. You know, you believe this?
I mean, Wiggy was so proud of the fact that Bubs Edelman texted him back.
I was very proud.
That's really,
very proud.
Really made your year. I mean,
well, nobody on the 0-1 team texts him back ever. So this is like...
It was a proud moment for me. You know?
Uh-huh. I mean, I guess if I have to present the evidence, I can present the evidence at some point. Mean, I don't know that I need to do that.
I'm willing to bet. Right. We always put up polls, right? Yeah. I'm willing to bet if we put up a poll, does Greg Hill really have a voice text message from Julian Edelman? Most people would probably be like, no, he's lying.
Oh, Texter was asking earlier if the priceless item I was giving away was one of the 12 photographs that I posted on Instagram of me and Julian Bubbs Edelman. And that's not what it is. Wiggy, if you need evidence, maybe I'll present it. I got to get permission from Bubbs because there's a lot of personal stuff in there. Hello, Max.
Hey, good morning, Greg. What up, Wiggy?
What up, May?
What's up, Max?
I can't believe I woke up this morning and it's snowing out, in Worcester. Yeah, just can't believe it. April 16th and it's snowing. Like,
yep.
Welcome
to New England.
I really liked Kendra yesterday, Greg.
Yes.
But I think Brittany, she sounds just like Danielle. The day that she was on, I was like, oh, did Danielle, like, is she back on the Greg Hill Morning Show? I was so confused.
Based on comments that I got,
mm-hmm.
Kendra and who was in the day before Kendra?
Elizabeth.
A lot of people said Elizabeth sounded exactly like Danielle.
Oh, okay.
Like when they heard Elizabeth, she sounded exactly like Danielle. But I don't.
Yeah, I turned it on, Greg, and I was like, is Danielle back on the show? Like I was all confused.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the bar was set pretty high yesterday. I don't know. I think it's in that category.
Right.
In that category of talent,
mm-hmm.
which I would put Kendra in. I would put Brittany in.
Right.
Who else that's been in would you put in that category?
You know Kingway.
What do you mean that category of
Elaine.
Talent?
Elaine.
Like those three are kind of in a category, a subcategory when it comes to, it's not sub like it's less.
Oh, okay.
But they're different types of personalities. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're more like in the word that Curtis used, fearless. Would fearless be the word?
I don't know. I don't know if it's fearless. Each guest host has had a specific thing that they excel at.
Right.
You know, if you look at Megan, you look at Courtney, you look at Meredith, to me, they have sports knowledge. They have, in many cases, they have rounded knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a subcategory that has Elaine, Kendra, and Brittany
right.
in it.
But Kendra's her own entity. Like, you can't compare her to anyone. I've never heard or met anyone even close to, like, who she was yesterday.
Yes. Liquor. Yes. I barely know her.
I mean, that just came flying out of her mouth on the radio.
I just feel like those, maybe it's just, I don't know, maybe it's just a little bit more willing to pull back the curtain on themselves.
Fired, boop, boop.
It's unfiltered. I would say fearless and unfiltered.
Okay. All right, I like unfiltered.
The great thing is that we have discovered a wealth of talent. I mean, this talent is out there. All these women are extremely talented and belong on the radio in some way, shape, or form.
Right, but stupidly, our TV's full of Butch Stearns, Adam Pellerin, and Tim Amorcino.
TV's not the place what you see with these guys is that they're fine when it comes to reading a teleprompter or whatever they're doing, but they are better when they're on the radio, or they would be better in some kind of audio content form where they can be who they are.
Right.
Butthole.
That's why I feel like, you know, with Odyssey, like, I'm going to see if I can EP a few of them and put together a podcast.
Oh, you're an executive producer.
Yeah, I think so.
So you're a hype man, an attorney, a meteorologist, a doctor, and an executive producer.
The executive producer is a pretty big pay cut, Wiggy.
It worked for Suge Knight and P. Diddy, so.
Did it really, though?
I did.
I don't know that it really
one
worked.
One brought us Tupac and the other one brought us Biggie.
In the end, I don't think it worked well for Suge. I don't think so.
You know, well, nobody told him to run people over. But
a lot of people involved in that whole thing didn't end up so well for him. Sorry. All right. We are going to take a quick break. But coming up at 7, Celie Godwin of Nesson, quick reminder that if you're making your way around this morning in the snow or at least in the rain and you cannot listen to this show for some reason on the radio, you can stream it at weei.com or on the brand new Odyssey app, which you can download at any time, any moment. It's easy to download, and then you can take this show wherever you might go.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Wake up, Maggie. I think I got something to say.
Another thing about Kendra from yesterday, we are simpatico when it comes to music.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
She's right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
80s classic rock.
Like classic rock.
Yeah.
I think she said Fleetwood Mac was her. Did you say Fleetwood Mac was her favorite
Stevie
artist?
Nicks, Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah. Men at Work.
Yeah. It's going to be tough. Tough to pick. This is Guy from Hartford, Connecticut. What's up, Guy?
Hey, you guys like dragons?
Yo, that's a class. That's the best line I've ever heard, man.
How many days until Groundhog Day?
292.
Okay, excellent.
Groundhog Day is the best holiday.
What's going on, Guy?
So it's not just me then, because I haven't been listening. I just called in to give my support, and I want to say for the first time last night, I actually went back and listened to the show again.
Yes.
And... Ken, I'm one of the old show listeners. How's my phone sound?
Excellent. It's not every old show listener.
Yes,
it
is.
Some of them.
You ripped on every single AAF listener
who came
over to this station.
The ones with bad cell phones.
You basically said that they were losers from Nowhereville.
Right.
I
thought it was East Bum F, Massachusetts.
You're asking, why do some cell phones suck? It's people who are living in the middle of nowhere, and they're your old listeners.
Okay, so you had
And they're
nobody,
probably fine with it.
You had nobody living in the middle of nowhere that was listening to this station before I got here? Oh, that's correct.
You cornered that market.
That was the issue.
That was the Hillman market.
Guy, what's going on?
Shots fired.
As an old show listener, I want to go way back. I want to take in the Wayback Machine and say, when the old show lost Kevin Barbary, I didn't think the show was going to be funny anymore. I was really nervous.
Yep.
And Danielle stepped up and filled that void.
Yeah.
And when this show lost Danielle, the same thing happened. I said, oh, crap, this show isn't going to be funny anymore. and it has its moments, but, you know, because of the pandemic and the election, it's been a really tough year.
Right.
And yesterday, I got to tell you, the show was hilarious. Yeah. And it's not just like the Britney show was hilarious, too, but Britney's kind of like a court jester. You know, we were laughing at her. We weren't laughing with her.
Huh.
Yep.
Interesting. And, interesting way to look at that.
Yesterday was something else, man. And I know you guys all recognized it, but I just wanted to call and say I've been listening for 30 years, and she's got my vote big time. And I don't understand Ken's blind support of Mego. I'm not really a Mego guy.
It's weird.
It's kind of like Wiggy supported Deshaun Watson. Just let it go, Ken.
Call of the year.
Guy, pretty good caller. Pretty good caller.
Early pollsters, I'll remind you, were very in favor of Mego. We'll find out next week, I think.
Yeah. So next week is finals week, or as they refer to it on Jeopardy, Tournament of Champions week, or whatever it is. So five finalists. And they'll be here, all of them, next week, we believe, right?
Should all four of us get one selection? Like, if you're going to, you know, this one pick, they have to be in next week.
It'd be like selection Sunday?
Yeah, or do we go by the big boards and average out the points associated with rankings? I don't know.
That might be a good way to do it, is to take a look at, because there were certainly some guest hosts who were on every single big board.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the big board, our big boards were before we started this week, so
you need to do another big board
right
after this week.
Because Kwani, Elizabeth, Kendra, and Sealy wouldn't have the opportunity because they weren't on our big boards.
Correct.
So now with the new big boards, it's going to be all of them together.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just when you start thinking back, you forget about people mm-hmm. who were really good. Like, you forget about Alex. Alex was really good.
Mm-hmm. She was.
Meredith was really good. I don't know. It's hard. This is Derek. Hello, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
It's that Derek. What's up, Derek?
You know, first of all, this wouldn't be the first time. I think too good to be true on Kendra. She did her research. She put time into it. All she had you pegged, Hill Dog.
Yeah, you think so?
I think she prepped herself for weeks.
Okay.
Weeks. She knew just what to do. You know, you got some out of shape, middle aged, you know, man like yourself staring into her eyes, and she led you right down the path.
I see.
Good on her, though.
Yeah, okay. I will consider that. I'll consider that's a possibility.
Earlier. Too good to be true, kid. Oh, yeah. But at any rate, what do I have here, Kenny? Derek, right again. That's what I have. You see the news with your little shots? What did I tell you months ago when the shot first came out? What did I tell you?
That it was a fraudulent crisis?
Well, that I stand by. But I also, right again. And it's no wonder. Because, I mean, these people have been, you know, manipulating us for over a year now. They already admitted indoor dining is a non-high-risk activity, yet they continue to pummel and decimate that poor industry. For what reason, nobody can answer.
Derek.
Now, Wiggins.
Yo.
Derek, can you just address, and then I got to take a quick call, but can you just address the fact that Ken insulted all WAAF listeners yesterday on the program? Did you hear that?
Listen, Hildog, okay? I definitely heard it.
Yeah.
And I laugh at somebody like Ken trying to insult a group of people. Like I told you, if we were in a real crisis, people like Kenny, 10 minutes in, it's over.
Never missed a day of work during the pandemic. Only true, one Ken. On this show.
That is true. All right. joining us to talk a little bit about the red hot Red Sox on the Harbor One hotline, it is Elliot from Jordan's Furniture, because you could once again this season end up not paying for the furniture that you buy. So I want to find out how this works from Elliot this morning. Elliot, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
What a great day.
Oh, I know. Well, listen, you bet on the Red Sox. Well, you might think if you look at this from the outside, you're betting sometimes against the Red Sox, but you actually want everybody to get their furniture for free, which is weird.
We're never going to bet against the Red Sox. I grew up here, and we're big Red Sox fans, but this isn't even about winning a season.
Right.
This is about a no-hitter.
Yeah, so if there's a no-hitter between August 3rd and October 3rd, then we all get our furniture and our mattresses for free.
Oh, wow.
Right? That's the way it works.
There's only one catch. You got to buy it now first.
Right. And so
you come in now, and between now and May 16th, but, you know, the sooner you buy it, the better chances of getting product right now, too. And then if they have a no-hitter on between August 3rd and October 3rd, I mean, that's 53 games, and it's home or away.
Now,
it doesn't matter.
I don't know if you know this or not, but Wiggy is big into bidets lately. Mm-hmm. Do you? I don't.
But
I
am actually looking for a mattress, though.
Do you sell bidets? You probably don't sell bidets.
No, probably not.
Wiggy. No, we don't sell bidets. but you know, I mean, if the Red Sox have a no hitter, I'll get you one.
Okay. Yeah, but I am in the market for a new mattress. So,
you are?
Yeah, so I might have to come.
Let me guess. Your side mm-hmm. of it, Mrs. Wiggins' side is fine, mm-hmm. but yours has been carried a little extra.
There's a little dip on my side of the mattress.
We have a special mattress for you.
Okay.
It's called a board. It's called a piece of plywood.
So, Elliot, you have to buy by a certain time, right? Is that
you got to buy? Yes, you got to buy right now. It's going on right now. You can come in today until May 16th. And you can buy as much as you want. You can buy one piece of furniture. You can buy a whole house full of furniture. It doesn't really matter, as much as you want. And if the Red Sox have that no-hitter between those times, everything you get is going to be free. You're going to get a check back. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. And you still get, right now, everything you buy, you get 60 months no interest for five. That's 5 years of no interest. So even if they don't get a no-hitter, you're getting a great deal. You get 60 months to pay for it with no interest. You know, this is not like going and buying a lottery ticket or gambling on something, because you get nothing if you don't win. This is, you're buying furniture at a good deal. The price is the same today as it was yesterday and the day before. So you've got this chance of getting it all free. You're getting a nice room full of furniture, a house full of furniture. You know, right now is... Everybody's buying outdoor furniture. We've got a huge selection of outdoor furniture, you know, for your porch, your patio, your deck, your pool, whatever. This is a good time to get it. And it could all be free.
Now, as a lifelong Sox fan, if your money is on anybody to get it, is it E-Rod? I mean, who is it? Chris Sale coming back by then? I mean, who's your money on?
You know something? Look at the history of no-hitters. Many times it's a new guy. I mean, who just had one? Carlos Rodon. And this is weird because the season's only been a few weeks old, and there's already been two no-hitters this year. Joe Musgrove had one on April 9th, the San Diego Padres. So there's already been two, and there's normally an average of 3.5 no-hitters for a whole season. And this is only a few weeks into it, so there's something in the air. This is the chances of this happening are really good. This could happen.
Well,
and the way they're playing right now.
And by the way, how many times? Because it's happened several times where the fans have won. Like the fans have gotten their stuff for free from you guys, right?
Well, in 2007 was the first year we were the official furniture store of the Red Sox, and the promotion was if they won the World Series. Your furniture would be free. And it wasn't everything that you bought. It was the sofa, not the love seat and the chairs. Now it's everything you buy. But back then it was on certain pieces, and $35 million went back to the public.
That's amazing. Wow. Unbelievable.
I mean, all these people got checks back for what they bought.
That's awesome.
And, of course, they didn't tell anybody. They told the world. Everybody bragged about it. How come you didn't buy? So you don't want to be one of those people that didn't buy and miss out on this. You know, and it's 53 games, home or away. It can be a combined no-hitter. Doesn't have to be one pitcher. It can be multiple pitchers.
Okay, cool.
As long as MLB classifies the game as a no-hitter, that's the key. That's you know, we're not the ones saying it was a no-hitter or not or whatever it is. If Major League Baseball classifies that game as a no-hitter, then everything you get will be free.
All right. Well, thanks for doing this again. It's awesome. You got to buy by May 16th. Can you still get a Kelly's roast beef sandwich if you go over there and buy?
Not anymore. They're not there anymore.
Food? Can I get a pizza, or have you got anything over there that if I can eat?
You know, we'll find something for you. How about a hot dog?
All right. Awesome, Elliot. Thanks. Great to talk to you.
All right. Take care. Thanks for calling, guys. Have a great one.
Coming up next, we will meet today's guest host, Celie Godwin of Nesson.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.